when he said geography is history, what he was trying to say is that it doesn't matter where in the world you are, what you're doing, you can deal with your customers from Cork as good as Shanghai. It doesn't make any difference. Geography is history in business. Kevin O'Leary's company is part of that movement, and Kevin has set up Kumas in 1994, and was involved in setting up in 1994. He's now the CEO. He's an acknowledged expert in regulatory matters, life sciences, financial services, and other verticals. Like a lot of Irish executives, he spends a lot of his time in the US building the business. It's part of what Irish companies have to do. They have to spend a lot of, executives have to do, and salespeople have to spend a lot of time out of Ireland developing the business, cultivating customers, and it is something which any person looking to sell out their own business needs to factor in lifestyle-wise. Down the line, you may be spending a lot of your time on planes, traveling the world, servicing customers. So I'll give you Kevin.
Afternoon. Microphone works, that's for sure. I'm going to take my jacket off. I know we do this. It loosens me up.
Pleasure to be here. Very brief overview of who QMAS are and what we do is just to provide some context for the piece, I think. Software company based here in Cork. Paul is here somewhere. David Grimes is here somewhere. Some of the founders here, colleagues of mine for many years. And the business is based out of Cork. The research center is still based here. We have about 75, 80 people down the Monaghan Road. We've added 20-odd people to it this year, which is great. About 120 people in total. We opened an office in Singapore this year. We have people on the West Coast, East Coast, to the US, mainland Europe, and elsewhere. And it's a real Irish company in the sense that it started here. The idea was born out of the businesses that are in the area. And I think I'll just use it as a good example of what can be done out of and from Cork and continued from here. Our target market is the pharmaceutical industry. We have a lot of the names you would know from the pharmaceutical industry as clients. And we provide software that manages their compliance and regulatory obligations because they're constantly audited. So we move their documents for a living. It sounds straightforward enough. It is really. It's just about doing it better than anybody else in the world is the interesting part, right? So, I was asked to talk about really international being the new local, and for me it's always been that way. And I'll give you a very quick background on the startup of the company. I was very fortunate to get involved with a group of guys who already had a business. When I came back to Cork from London and a long time ago now, my God, early 90s, I joined a company that existed and wanted to get in from servicing other people's software to building a software business. And I was lucky to be the guy on the front end of that, what software would we develop and how would we do it. And so I never needed initially to put my hand in my own pocket and raise money. I never needed to find a premises. Others had found the premises. And so I was able to launch with the guys QMAS from an existing business. And QMAS that took off over the following years led to the other business actually being sold out and closed out, because QMAS took off its own life and the guys were supportive enough and strong enough in that business to drive it. And so, I'll tell you how we got it started, and then I'll bring it back to today and how I think people can go about building an international business. It is almost simple to describe a process where, take a seat, David, as one of the founders walking down the middle. We had an idea that said, these companies, they need this highly regulated, controlled software to manage all their content. And it's pharmaceutical, so we know they had money. But we needed to build that software and try it out. And the way you do this is you find companies who care enough to join you on the journey. And I always remember the first three companies, FMC, here in Cork, was still a client. Helmedica, who were taken over subsequently by Stryker and Limerick, were a client. And Sharon Plum. And the software they bought from us day one was a 24-page idea written on a piece of paper that I was able to go up and present on a whiteboard. And so what they really bought was the idea. They bought the people, if you like, the personality, the engagement in the idea. And back then, in the mid-90s, they each gave us 5,000 as a deposit. We took the first 15,000 to use it to develop the first version of the software. But we really didn't use Ireland as the place to build a business. We used Ireland as the opening validation and verification of an idea that could become international. And that was true immediately. And so we found three clients. We used them to develop the software. We got the software written. We looked at the size of the market in Ireland, and we said there was 99 regulated, highly regulated pharma sites in Ireland. There were 10,000 in the US. There were nearly 100,000 in the US. Comes under the heading of no shit Sherlock, you gotta go, right? It really doesn't take a lot of analysis to say, if you're going to scale a business, then the defining issue is your addressable market. What market are you going after? How addressable is that market with the idea, the skill, the object, the thing you have? And so I suppose my talk is really applying to people who are thinking about where are the boundaries? How far can I go with this thing? If you're a physiotherapist looking to set up a lifestyle business, then what we did doesn't have a whole lot of applicability. But if you think there's an international sort of capable idea, reach, range to what you're doing, then I would implore you to think about that from the ground up, very early on. In setting up an internationally focused business, you can do it with one or two people initially. But the people you add as you add them, the skills you add to the team, how you reach out and how you connect with others, should always have that in mind, the next step in mind. You do occasionally bump into an idea that suddenly explodes into an international thing. But much easier if you think of it from the ground up and go for it from the ground up. Certainly we had a very quick decision to make as founders in QMAS that said, it works for these three, these are internationally led companies. Now it's time to go to the US. And I moved to the US in 97, just hopped, left, gone, and was gone to the US in 97. And the great fun about that is when you walk in a room in a business meeting in the States or in Japan or anywhere else for that matter, mostly what they have to judge is you, the person in front of them, the software you have with you, the business card and the idea. And as Irish people, we're acceptable everywhere. I mean, no excuse not to travel, right? And so, stepping back to the foundation and the starting of it, there are huge pluses today for what we had going for us then. And I would suggest to you that the Cork Innovates is the very definition of multiple parties getting together at a city, county, state, and other level to say, how do we collectively help you get to the next level? And it shouldn't be lost on you, we're most of us from Cork. A few lost souls there, don't know, that's okay, cabin men are welcome occasionally, all right. We are most of us from Cork, so it's very hard when you're from Cork to think about how unusual this is. I'll start with internationally, Enterprise Ireland is the envy of my colleagues in the States and the UK. Singapore, people came over and copied the model for Singapore. Do not underestimate the strength of what we have going for us in Ireland and in Cork. It is very interesting that we live in a country where it is okay and cool and positive to think about creating an entrepreneurship program and build it out. Incubation centers in every university, CIT and UCC have great examples. We have agencies all around this room whose job it is to help you to build a business. We have enormous early liftoff capability. And so I'll come back to some things that were said earlier. I think you need to think early about where you're going with the business, how you want it to get there. Then how you fund it becomes critical. I am not one for mortgaging the house on the first good idea you thought you had. Because actually, your idea, as you already heard this morning, will change two or three times on the way. I am all for going to the enterprise boards. I am all for going to BIC. I am all for going to Enterprise Ireland. I'm all for going early for funding, and contrary to something you might have heard this morning, I do think the banks are interested in the right ideas. I know they are, actually. I've spoken on this topic in the city before. So do not listen to everything as being, it's not available. If you have the right idea, then I do not know of another country in the world where you can raise some money and get matching funds from the state easily, and you can. We have an amazingly positive environment in which to start a business. And I agree violently with Gavin this morning when he said, it's a great time to start a business. Yes, the rents are easy. People, for the most part, are available to you. And it's very different from 2007, 2008. Everyone now appreciates that if you're about to start a business and you're going to give it a go, that you will need a hand on the way. I'm very fortunate in that Enterprise Ireland were a major part of funding for me personally to go to Stanford University in the US in 2009, do a course over an 18-month period, 26 other CEOs. Now, I'm actually meeting that group of CEOs this coming Friday in Ardmore, and we all get together with our partners, and we're having a night out. I'm fortunate that I was one of the Ernst & Young Entrepreneurs of the Year a few years ago, and I get together with that group, and we're all having Christmas lunch in 20th of December here in Cork, all the Cork and Kerry crowd. Kerry guys come on the board occasion. So the point I'm making is that if you're trying to start a business and you can get hold of one of the people who's already started a business and through that business has connected to a group of people, then you are one step away from probably a very important introduction. In this environment, everyone's willing to get you that introduction or that connection. Okay, I do not know one of the people in that group who would not make that bridge happen. So now you come back to the point and you say, I want to find funding, I want to get the idea going. Think about the international market, and your first most critical thing in my book is always validation and verification of your idea in the form of a customer, a market, an early adopter. I've seen perceived good ideas die slowly over 3 years because no one could verify the opportunity was real. Nothing tests the quality of your idea quite as much as a customer who's willing to pay for it. And by the way, small note to software people and others, you cannot actually give things away. People have no interest in things you're giving away. You can't actually give things away. I've tried it. Really good software, you can't give it away. People will pay you for something, and if they do, then they value it, and then they lose it, and then you can verify them as a customer. But you can't actually give it away, don't try it. Doesn't work, okay. But I would say to you, go very early to the market. Because if I put all my ingredients together, let's suggest you have a very good idea. You think it's going to work. You think it may have international potential. You want to get some money raised. And what are people going to ask you first? Any customers? Anyone who's using this thing? Likely to use this thing? And so you have this challenge of saying, okay, if I can find the early adopters, just the first few, then maybe I can verify this. Now, in an Irish context, we are surrounded by the multinationals. So in our case, the Shearing Plough, the Stryker, the FMC, these were by definition international brands. So when I moved to New Jersey, all I said to the guys in Roche in New Jersey was that, well, we've got Stryker, we've got FMC, and we've Shearing Plough. I didn't tell them we spent $15,000 on the software in the end, and I was charging him $300,000. He didn't need to know that. He just needed to know if it worked and meet customers and just verify it. The difference in raising money from a venture capital when you have half a dozen active, useful customers versus a good idea is night and day. So I would suggest to you that you use Ireland, the community, the entrepreneurs, the extended community, to get to those early bridges, get to the early clients, get to the early penetration of the idea into the marketplace. The next step to international is much easier than you think. We are now, for better or worse, full as a country full of people who travel endlessly. To do with being northwest corner of Europe, you're a flight to anywhere. So we all do fly. We all have passports. We all know people living now in most countries. Getting access to markets is no longer a big scary idea. Country, the world is incredibly small. Liam Casey, you mentioned earlier, he makes it look like a dot. Ask Liam what his itinerary is in any given week and he'll make your mind spin. And it's just that he's not afraid of it. It didn't dawn on him that China would be difficult to penetrate. Nobody told him. Really? I mean, if I think of how naive we were going to New Jersey in 97 and the things we did, nobody told me it should have been harder than that. It's not that hard. It really isn't that hard. But get yourself some funding. And really the bridge between the local thing and the international thing, get some funding. And don't, again, advocate not only the mortgage, don't raid granny's piggy bank. You don't need the personal pressure. You're going to put yourself under enough of pressure just by saying, I'm going to build up this company. The bank will get over it if you borrowed money from them and it doesn't work out. The VC will get over it. It's called venture capital. That was not ringing, by the way. That was me telling you I was nearly done. Frank, you're up in a few minutes, right? So, take money from Enterprise Ireland. Take it from the boards. Go through the incubation program. Do things that you can afford to risk and have a go. The challenge with taking money from the wrong sources or not taking enough of it or from not preparing is that you're kind of afraid to take the risk. And the difference between a lifestyle company with a handful of people, which, by the way, I advocate there's a time for a lifestyle company, and a company that employs 100, 500, or in cases, 3,000 people, is the willingness and the ability to take the next step and the leap. It may be employing a team overseas. It may be raising a lot of money and going for it in a big way. Much easier to do that if it's not granny's money or your mother's money or somebody else's money. You got to look at over Christmas lunch. Sorry, it's a sore topic. I heard somebody recently saying you have to go to family and friends first. Rubbish you do. We are surrounded by agencies and bodies that want to give you money. Articulate the idea well. Find a few customers. Take a few trips. Verify that you can work in the international market. And as a friend of mine would say, the world really is your lobster. But you really can get out there. It's easier for the internet-based guys. We can try web pages and see what the reaction is and measure it and try it and do the next one and do the next iteration. But for those of us that sell things for $500,000 or $1 million a time and you need to get in the room, you know, we ran an event in Korea earlier this year. Let me tell you how you run an event in Korea from 0 to 100. You get onto Enterprise Ireland and you say, we think there's a market in Korea. They get hold of the ambassador in Seoul who says, okay, well, we've got a date on the calendar that if you need me to open an event for you, we'll open an event for you. You find a local partner who's got a good understanding of the marketplace in Seoul. You say, okay, here's what we do. Pharmaceutical, compliance, software, these kinds of companies we go after. God bless them, between the Enterprise Ireland team and the partners team, we got the ambassador to open an event in 65 Koreans sat down and listened to what we do for 4 hours. We were hoping for 30. We ran out of space in the room. We had no right to fill that room in Korea. But if you think about it, we had every right to fill the room in Korea. We're good at what we do. We have a great product, wonderful team. It just doesn't dawn on us from here that you can do it. But you really do have to take the risk. And just to compliment Margaret earlier, I thought she was a force of nature. For those of you that listened to Margaret this morning, she was fantastic. But it was about saying yes to more things more often and trying it. Don't risk all the company's money on every little iteration of an idea. Try to get the funding right. But do take some risks. It's a startup. This is about innovation. This is about getting it going. It's okay now in Ireland to fail once or twice. The hang-up is going. We're getting over it. We really should get over it. And so it's okay to have a business idea, to try it. I know the community of people that I have lunch with, that I would go away with on Friday. You fail once, they go, that's a shame, what's next? What's the next one, what's the next one? Ask for the help, look for the assistance, badger people, look for connections. LinkedIn is magnificent for connecting with people, by the way, and work it hard. But you are in an environment where this is okay. This is to be tried. The adventure is very much available to you. It is out there, it's worth having a shot at. I've had huge fun doing it. A few bumps along the way, God knows. 95% positive, maybe 98% positive. It's wonderful stuff. So if you're thinking you might have something that's available and real for the international market, you really should go for it. And the last point is that every agency I've referenced gets twice as excited when you say it's international. And they should. The potential is endless. Huge place out there. So thank you very much. Enjoy the trip, enjoy the adventure, and go for it if you're thinking about it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gavin.
get some more fresh insights there and slightly different viewpoints. And